Frederick Douglass was born within 20 miles, a day's walk, of this very spot in neighboring Talbot County, Maryland, in 1818. At the age of 20, he escaped to freedom, and within 3 years was speaking at anti-slavery meetings throughout the North. Douglass would soon become perhaps the most famous orator of the abolitionist movement. Douglass, however, was not alone. Other famous black abolitionists include fellow Marylanders from the Eastern Shore, such as Harriet Tubman, the Reverend Harry Garnett, and the Reverend James W.C. Pennington. Even the great chronicler, William Still, often called the father of the Underground Railroad, had ties here. Though he was born free in New Jersey, his parents and older siblings had been enslaved just a few miles from here in Caroline County. This region produced men and women whose strength of mind and content of character changed the nation. Some of this effort was public, while the rest labored in secret, breaking and circumventing the law and working tirelessly to change it. In a letter to Harriet Tubman, who had asked for a recommendation, Douglass eloquently described the vast range of effort that was required from all who labored for the cause of freedom.
Most of what I have done has been in public, and I have received much encouragement at every step of the way. You, on the other hand, have labored in a private way. I have wrought in the day, you in the night. I have had the applause of the crowd, while the most that you have done has been witnessed by a few trembling, scared, and footsore bondmen and women, whom you have led out of the house of bondage, and whose heartfelt God bless you has been your only reward. The midnight sky and silent stars have been the witness of your devotion to freedom and of your heroism.
This region, including these quiet woods, is truly a land of giants and a cradle of freedom, where men and women as bold and brave as Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass came into this world and changed it irrevocably for the better.